Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us, and we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen or your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Once again, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on them one by one and name by name. Touch, oh, Lord. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. And those that are troubled in their mind, we know that you're able to get them out of the trouble. Oh, my God, thou art a mighty God. You're able to deliver today. We are dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help. We know you are our help today. And we are trusting in you and taking you at your word. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy. We are seeking to do your will and seeking to please you in every way. We ask that you look on us with compassion and with mercy, and you will take away everything that's not like you. Help us, O Lord, to measure up to the word of God. Help us, O Lord, to what you want us to be. Help us to seek to please you in every way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover today. Wash us and make us ever with hope that we may enter into the kingdom of God, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. We pray that you look on us, O Lord. Touch our minds, O Lord. Touch us, Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We pray that you move in us. That you have your way, speak through us, lead us and guide us, show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us today, Lord. We are seeking to be led of your spirit. Oh, my God, we don't want to go in self-will, pleasing ourselves, but we want to please you in the name of Jesus. Help your people today, oh, Lord. Grant our petitions according to thy will. We know you're able. We know thou art an able God, and we know you can do everything. We're dependent on you tonight. We are waiting, Lord. We're praying, and we realize we can do nothing without you, but we need your help today, Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer today. Touch us while we're praying and while we're waiting on you. Move in a mighty way. Prevail today. Let the blood of Jesus cover, wash us, and make us ever with hope. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Jesus, we're crying out unto you, calling on the name of Jesus. We know there's power in your name. You said we can call unto you, and you would answer us, and you would show us great and mighty things. We believe your word today. We believe you for a miracle. Work it out for us, oh Lord. You know all about it. You know how to fix it. In the name of Jesus, thou art a way maker. You're able to create a way that we may be able to bear it, Lord. Help us today. Look on your people everywhere, oh Lord. Those that are grieving, those that are burning down. Touch right now, Lord. Give us strength and courage. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Lift the heavy burdens, oh Lord. Make us, oh Lord. And fix us what you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Come to our rescue today, Lord. Touch us, oh, Lord. While we are waiting, while we are praying, help us to pray our way through. Help us, Jesus. in the name of Jesus, your body, touch and heal us, oh Lord. You know the condition. You know all about it. I know thou art a healer and thou art a strong deliverer. I'm trusting in your word. Your word cannot fail. I believe you today, Lord. I believe you for the saving of souls. I believe you for the healing of our bodies. I believe you for strength. I believe you for encouragement. Help us, oh Lord, to go forward in you, seeking your faith and doing the will of God. Help us, Jesus. Help us to speak the words that you put in our mouth. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the people everywhere. Look on those that are about to travel over the highways. We pray that you go with them. Bless and keep them from all harm and all danger. Have your way in the services. Let your will be done. Strengthen, revive, and renew your people, O Lord. In the name of Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done already. And if you never do another thing for us, we still thank you. We still give praises to your name. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praises. Glory, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to give thanks to you. Help us to lift up the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you continue to touch our bodies. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Save us, and we shall be saved. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener on the broadcast. I pray that you will bless them one by one. And name by name, help them, O Lord, to give their lives to you. And those that know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you will help them to do your will. Help them to stand. Help them to continue to encourage your people. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things today. We thank you for the good. We thank you for the bad and what seems to be bad. We thank you for all things. For you said in your word, in all things give thanks. And we thank you for what you have done. We have no power over life. Glory to God. We don't have no authority over life and death. But thou hast the power over life and death. You can speak life and you can speak death. But we trust you and we take you at your word. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. We want life, and we want to please you and to do your will. Help us and take us through, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 95th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 11. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest, Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 95th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 11. May God bless the reading of his word.
Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. Thank God for prayer and for the beautiful scripture reading. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Continue to keep Venice Maybell as well as the bereaved Edmond family in our prayers. Pray for Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen and the Prayer Circle, Susie Williams, Juana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer, the sick and the shut-in as well. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on the line, if she's able to render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Please, Lord, I need you to help me. Please, Lord, I need you. Help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Please, Lord, I want you to help me. Please, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Please, Lord, I want you to help me. Thank God for that selection coming through her. Thank God for her willingness, as always. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. Oh, Lord, I want you to help all by itself. Don't you want the Lord to help you? I don't know about you, but I want him to help me. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast thus far. And the next voice you will hear will be that of the late Evangelist Melinda. she will be praying the prayer of faith. And afterwards, we will be going into the Word of God. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie, but it's still the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial.
God for everyone, and we're going to go and have a word of prayer at this time. Whatever it is you need, remember God's got it, and he is the answer. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you for staying the hand of death, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, God, I'm so grateful tonight, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, my Father. Oh, God, I thank you for evangelizing me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for how you touched and healed the body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look upon your people, Lord.
Amen.
Look on your people out there in radio land, Lord. We want you to send our word, Lord.
Yes,
send on and on in Jesus. Oh, God, move by that spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to touch each and every listener, Lord. Oh, God, grant their petition, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know all about them, Lord. You know all about their needs, my God. I pray, God, that you would work it out for them, Lord. Move in their behalf, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Sit on deliverance, Lord. Set the captive free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save, Lord. We want you to save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. Look on those that are sick and shut in. Touch their bodies, Lord. Heal them, my God. Raise them up, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want you to bless the speaker of the hour. Bless this broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we want your will to be done. Have thine eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, we want to give it over into the hands of Evangelist Mayette.
God bless you out here in Radio Land. I'm happy to be back with you once again. And I'd like to especially thank all of you out there in Radio Land who have prayed for me in my absence and in my affliction. I'd like to thank Minister Johnson for standing in for me at my time of affliction. I tell you, God has got a way. That is mighty sweet. I tell you, I've been through something, but I thank God Almighty for taking me through. I sustained a fall and a broken ankle and broken in two places. But God Almighty has blessed me and enabled me to get up and walk again. And you know, it's a blessing to be able to walk and have your activity of your limbs. I tell you, God has been good. And I thank God for all that he has done for me, for how the Lord has blessed. And we thank God for every one of you who sent donations to the radio broadcast, even in my absence. I thank God for every one of you that have been praying for the word of God and for this radio broadcast. At this time, we're going to go into the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Exodus, about the 14th chapter, and begin with the 13th verse. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand salvation of the Lord, which he will shew you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Come on now.
I'm going to leave a thought with you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
In these trying times where Satan is moving up and down in the earth, he's going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. I tell you, God has got a way that is mighty sweet. God always have a way to deliver his people. Sometimes we're tried and tempted on every hand. Sometimes we are afflicted in our bodies. But when we remember God and what
Praise God. Thank God for that message. I tell you, all we have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation to allow you a chance to receive Christ. If you don't know him and if you need strength, he has strength for you. If you're in trouble and you want to get out, Jesus is the answer. He'll get you out of the trouble. If you need healing, whatever it is that you need, God's got it today. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word on today, and we pray that somebody will receive the word of God into their hearts, that they may be delivered thereby. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know thou art able to get them out of the trouble. Thou art able to heal their sin-sick bodies. Thou art able to bring them out of sin. Help them to commit their way unto you and give their life to you while they have a chance. We'll realize the time is running out. We don't have as much long as we have had in the past. But we pray that you look on your people, help your people to stand and to endure hardness, go through their test and trial, to stand in the midst of it all. Oh, my God, realizing that you're able to take them through, continue to hold your people in the hollow of your hand and lead them on. You said no man can pluck them out. I believe your word today, and I know that thou art able to on every soul on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch them wherever they are. I don't care what country, what city, or what state they may be in. We know you can reach way down, and you can save, heal, forgive, and deliver. Blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today. Look on your people everywhere. Help your people to stand and to go through. Look on all of those that are suffering with sickness and illnesses and afflictions in their bodies. I pray that you touch right now. Have mercy today, O Lord. Heal and raise them up that thy name may be glorified. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on somebody who has strayed away from you. Oh, my God, have mercy on them and bring them back to the fold. Oh, my God, we are looking to you as the shepherd of our souls. We can't make this journey without you. We need you to lead us and guide us and show us the way that you would have us to go. Today, oh, Lord, to look to you and take you at your word, trusting you and doubting nothing. We know thou art able, and we pray a special prayer for Deacon Alexander Jones, that you will look upon him, that you will strengthen his faith, encouraging, O Lord, help him to look to you and to take you at your word and to believe you, because we know you're able to heal. We know you can do it, O Lord. You know his situation. Help him to take you at your word and not doubt you. In the name of Jesus, and we pray a continued prayer that you will continue to look on your people everywhere, those who are about to travel over the highways, those who are about to travel over the airways, that you go with them, stand by them, and give them a safe journey to their destination. Have your way and let your will be done. And we thank you for this prayer and for this broadcast and for every listener. We pray that you continue to have your way, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor for remarks from our evangelist.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And this is a beautiful message of encouragement of what we should do in times of conflict or crisis or even war. When it seems like we should be fighting back, we can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch the Lord deliver. Watch him make the way. I thank God for the message, the anointing. It transcends time. I tell you, it was there. It was present. I felt it.
Yes.
I thank God for this message of encouragement. And I want to say to Vanessa Bingdale, be encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message once again. Old time, but timely. Years ago, but it was still timely. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See that God will do just what we need him to do. See that God will work it out. See that God will make the way for us. I believe him today. Just like back then, I believed him. And I still believe him today. We can't take no power from God because he's still God and he's God of the universe. And we know that he can do everything. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night, which is Oldies for Goodies night. And we look forward to being back here at 7 o'clock. So tune in again with us. God bless you.